1976 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here on this hump day Wednesday, April 29th, 2026 edition. Randy Walker, Sand Hill Cranes are ribeyes in the sky. They taste really good on the grill. He also said the Amish have gotten permits to clean them off their lands from the DNR occasionally. Why do you got to get a permit? Can people explain this to me? You're a farmer. You own farmland. What do you have to get a permit for to do on your private property? Our government is completely out of control. Nick Wallace, Sand Hill Cranes are excellent eating. Flying prime rib. The DNR should get off their butts and open a season for them, as they are showing that there is a serious interest. Other states actually hunt them. They have open seasons for them. John Palmer, I asked and could not get one. Why the heck did you ask? God. I'm sorry, folks. I just don't get this. Oh, because sandhill cranes are just like Canadian geese. They are a migratory bird. I'm sorry. You guys are better people than me. If I was acting like my grandpa Bishop, I was a pig or a beef farmer, grandpa protected his corn. Is, hey, he protected all of his crops. This is crazy, absolutely crazy. Let's see. Yeah. I'm not going to say who this came from. He says, yep, they're protected, but they're not bulletproof. And I got... During the break, I looked up, Googled a picture and a sound, actually. Their call is interesting. But they have very small heads, long beaks, and a really long neck. Well, if the body is prime ribeyes, don't shoot them in the body. Take a .22 and put one right through the eyeball. Or if you're not that good of a shot, get a full choke shotgun, a 410. Don't be using no 12 gauge on that. You'll not only take off the head, you'll probably take off half of the body. So, love my little 410s. Love those shotguns. Let's see. You're just now reporting in for duty? Officers Rick is working road patrol from Genesee County, says Simple Radio is loud and clear. Been busy this morning. Yeah, the show's almost over, dude. I got one other story I want to get to real quick. And it's kind of interesting because it pertains to us up here in the First District. MERS News Service said history was not made last week for the filing deadline. Lansing's Elon Badger did not turn in the 1,000 signatures needed to make the August ballot in the 7th Congressional District. The mid-Michigan district already has plenty of options in the Democratic primary, but none of them walk around in public with a black badger full suit over their head. His last name is Badger, and I guess he wears a black badger's fur suit. In fact, no Michigan congressional candidate may be as interesting as Samuel Smeltzer, also known as Elon Badger. But that doesn't mean there aren't interesting stories or people running across the state of Michigan. Well, one of the races that they pointed to is right here in our very own first congressional district. MERS News Service says that Matthew Den Otter used his connections to have the current U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman host a fundraiser for his 2022 congressional run in a dark blue Democrat Southeast Michigan congressional seat just 4 years ago. This year, the molecular diagnostic specialist is using a Boyne City address and is in the primary election for the first congressional district seat, running against the incumbent congressman Jack Bergman that did the fundraiser for him just 4 years ago. Well, there's a theory out there that Team Bergman is using Den Otter as a plant to siphon off anti-Bergman votes from now the third candidate, U.S. Army veteran Justin Michael. Well, when MERS News Service reached out to the Den Otter campaign, they insist that this is not the case. Yeah, it is. It's a bald-faced lie. This guy is an imposter. He doesn't live in Boyne City. He lives down in the Birmingham area. He may own a vacation home in Boyne City, but he does not live there. This guy is a carpetbagger candidate, totally trying to get votes away from Justin Michael so that Jack Bergman can win re-election. This is in MERS News Service. They figured it out. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let's see, is there any other congressional races that look interesting? Congressman John Molinar in the 2nd Congressional District. New ground appears to have been broken, where possibly the first non-binary congressional candidate filed for office. Jamie Hill, a 45-year-old physician assistant at Corwell Health, may also be the first congressional candidate to dye their hair in a rainbow swoosh. Hill is seeking the Democratic nomination and the right to run against incumbent U.S. Congressman John Molinar. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Oh, let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Back in 1986, a 23-year-old Hope College student named Philip Tanis ran and won the election to become the mayor of the city of Holland. At the time, he was the youngest mayor in U.S. city history. Well, that distinction doesn't stand anymore. An 18-year-old named Michael Sessions eclipsed that mark in 2005 when he got elected to be Hillsdale mayor. Well, Tanis, the first young mayor of Holland is now 63. And he wants to give Republicans in Western Michigan an alternative to current incumbent U.S. Congressman Bill Huizenga in the 4th District. So now he's 63, and he wants to primary challenge Bill Huizenga. So that's kind of an interesting little race for Congress. Let's see, what other ones are interesting? Nope, I don't see. I was looking for another race. I had heard rumors that somebody had filed against Rashida Tlaib in the Democrat primary, but I can't find that story. Nope. Okay, we're moving on. Department of Health and Human Services granted access to $9 billion in Medicaid funding. $9 billion in Medicaid funding state officials kept off its books in the fiscal year 2026 budget. They hid it under what was called boilerplate language. Well, out of concerns that the federal government wouldn't approve any new funding coming Michigan's way, Department of Health and Human Services Director Elizabeth Hertel confirmed yesterday during a Protect My MI Michigan Care press conference that the provider tax the state created to draw down the federal funding was approved. Previously, the state has been assured that $3 billion of the total money had been approved. Well, now they're going to pull it out of boilerplate funding. She said when it comes to the current budget, Department of Health and Human Services officials have seen what the legislature has put forward for this year, fiscal year 2027, and that she will continue to push for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's version of the budget. When it comes to Medicaid, we don't want to see the dedicated funding. So we'll see where this goes. The Senate plans or the governor's plan. Either way, they need to get more money to Medicaid. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Some short little bits and tidbits for today's final segment. The Michigan House Energy Committee yesterday moved legislation designed to repeal Michigan's 2023 green energy mandates with the goal of being able to restore affordability and reliability as the governing principles during the state's energy planning process. Project Lighthouse, which was embodied in House Bill 5710, sponsored by the House Energy Chair Pauline Wentzel, Republican, and House Bill 5711, sponsored by State Representative Pat Outman, Republican of Six Lakes. The bills also end a $2.1 million surcharge that uses ratepayer money to subsidize outside advocacy groups intervening at the Michigan Public Service Commission. Michigan families are sick of being treated like an ATM for a broken system. They're paying more and getting less, Wenzel said. Project Lighthouse restores common sense to Michigan energy policies by putting affordability and reliability first. If the policy can't keep the lights on and the bills affordable, it shouldn't be forced on the people that pay the bills. So, kind of an interesting short little story. We'll see where this one goes. In other news, Upper Peninsula lawmakers announced yesterday legislation that would establish a state veterans cemetery in the UP, which would allow local veterans to be laid to rest closer to home. State Representatives Dave Preston of Cedar River, Greg Markanen of Hancock, Carl Bonack of Negaunee introduced House Bills 5843 and House Bills 5844. This would provide funding to identify, construct, and operate a proposed veterans cemetery in the UP. I can't believe the UP does not have a veterans cemetery already. Unbelievable. Other little tidbits. Macomb County Assistant Prosecutor Dale Van Verde was awarded a prestigious Kimberly M. Cahill Civility Award, recognizing exemplary professionalism, integrity, and respect for the legal profession. Dale is the assistant prosecutor to Peter Lucido, the Macomb County prosecutor, former state senator, former state rep. I've had Peter on my show, and Dale works for him in his office. Also, other kind of interesting promotions. Attorney General Dana Nessel promoted her Deputy Attorney General Peter Manning to be her chief deputy, who will now oversee the department's entire operations. He joined the department back in 1994. Yeah, he's not an insider. Unbelievable. Lastly, Shelley Wright, Harrison Township Republican, is running to challenge Senator Kevin Hertel in the 12th State Senate District, and also has been endorsed by previously mentioned Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido. I believe that was the Senate seat Peter held before he became the Macomb County Prosecutor. Shelley Wright, Harrison Township Republican. So let's see if Macomb County can flip that seat. Man, if we can get Kevin Hertel out of there, get this Republican, that would make it so much better towards getting the Republican majority in the state Senate. Let's see. Any other notable races? Nope. Oh. I thought I covered this story before. Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce has joined nearly a dozen organizations for calling on Congress to enact smart, predictable trade policies to foster growth and to keep costs down for families and small businesses. Chamber joined the Michigan Smart Trade Alliance and is looking to offset tariff policies, which is causing problems in West Michigan and across the state. Got it. You guys have Trump derangement syndrome and have to come out with this Grand Rapids Chamber. Surprise, surprise. I cannot believe how far left Grand Rapids has become. Amazing. Hey, the music's playing. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-